Hey, welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And special edition, a little bit earlier than normal, we got NCAA selection show watch along. We never quite done one of these before. We're about to do it. And cousin Shane, I don't know if he's going to be here. So he said he was going to be here, and then about an hour ago, he said probably not. So, yeah, we may be flying solo here, watching this CBS selection show. Hopefully, they don't drag your damn feet too long. But while they do, I want to tell you guys that we got my bookie back for another month of action. They're trying to get people locked on for the NCAA tournament, obviously. So the same promo code. Our presenting sponsor for the next month, MyBookie, is that SEC podcast right now over at MyBookie. If you put in that promo code, that SEC, THAT, SEC on the bottom of your screen, whatever you put in as an initial deposit, MyBookie's willing to match 50% of that. So you put in $50, they'll give you 25. You put in 100, they'll give you 50. And they're doing that all the way up to 1,000. So you can have $1,500 in your account today over at MyBookie with that promo code that SEC. So oh buddy, oh here we go, we're already one deep. Auburn got the number one seed in the South region, no surprise there. Auburn's been dominant, well, to the last week of the regular season at SEC tournament. Tennessee whooped that ass last I saw, but I think no problem. Auburn's 28-5. They deserve to be number one overall seed in Lexington. So that's pretty interesting. But we're trying to find out if the SEC is going to get a record for teams in the tournament. The record's 11. I think the SEC is going to shatter that. We'll see here in a minute. Jeez Louise, appreciate you. Good time in Nashville. Too good of a good time. Shane didn't even wake up till, I want to say, noon. He was only there for 2 days. He woke up at noon, the end of the first night. No, cousin Brian says I can't really tell if Shane being late is a bit for the show, or is he really all the time. No, he is late. He's a big guy. It takes him a while to move around and get going, and it's not a bit. We are not clever enough for bits. This is as real as real gets here. Bree says, Auburn's got five grown-ass men who could play overseas. Auburn's a good team. Cousin Tanner, did Cousin Shane eat too much hot chicken? He blames the hot chicken. We did go to Hattie B. Shout out to Ty Richardson. We went with him. Good time. I think it was the 10 beers is what really got Cousin Shane, not the hot chicken. A&M, number four seed in the South region. They're going to be playing in Denver. They're going to play against Yale. Texas A&M, Yale in the first round. Auburn, again, the number one overall seed, and they get in the South region. They're going to play the winners of Alabama State and St. Francis. So Auburn doesn't even know who they're playing on Thursday. But A&M's in, a four seed. Auburn, number one seed. Ole Miss, number six seed. They're going to be playing on Friday in Milwaukee against the winner of San Diego State and North Carolina. Or North Carolina's ass snuck in. That's not good, potentially, because Greg Sankey was calling out on North Carolina, saying they didn't deserve to be in. Side of cornbread hip and Nashville, bam. Perhaps. So Ole Miss will play Friday as a six seed against the 11 seed. Is that bad news, though, that North Carolina's in, perhaps, for Texas? Texas, North Carolina, both kind of bubble teams. North Carolina's now technically in, as an 11 seed. So Ole Miss will probably whoop their ass on Friday. Again, this is all the South region. So in the South region, we already got Auburn, we got A&M, we got Ole Miss. Three SEC teams in just one portion of the bracket that they are revealing live on television right now. Yeah, appreciate you, Cousin Johnny. He says North Carolina's garbage this year. Absolutely. Wazzy says Yale's getting around one win. Hell, they did last year, didn't they? They beat Auburn. So they're doing Michigan State now, number two seed in the South, to Auburn's number one seed. Joe Vol says Texas should get in if North Carolina did. I 100% agree with that. We'll see, though, if the committee agrees. So we're one quarter of the bracket down, and we've got three SEC teams in. Auburn's the number one overall seed. Texas A&M, number four. They're going to face Yale on Thursday. And then Ole Miss, all in the South bracket. How about this? Louisville's the eighth seed. They're playing in Lexington. That doesn't seem fair. Of course, they don't have a ton of fans in Lexington, but so close to home, they're going to have a... Ooh. So if Auburn, it's a lock. Auburn will advance to the second round. If they play Louisville, they'll be playing them in Lexington in front of nothing but Louisville fans. Auburn travels well, but I don't know. That's a little bit of a shaft there for Auburn, I feel like. I have to play Louisville in Lexington. Home cooking, says Mike Andrews. I agree. That's kind of bullshit. How you going to do? You can't do that to the number one seed, in my opinion. Let's see. Let's check in on Shane while they're yapping here about nothing. Nothing we want to hear about. Cousin Shane, any update? Let's see. I can almost guarantee he's not going to come. Believe it or not, he's doing a damn airport pickup. As if Uber doesn't exist, Lyft doesn't exist. Person he's picking up is of legal driving age. But I'm here for you. So, all right. Now they're going to do more bracket reveals. They got Vanderbilt and Mississippi State on the screen. They got cameras there. Oh, God. I think they're going to commercial. Liquid, appreciate you, buddy. How about them Gators? Gators won the SEC championship. What a game. Gators are just too good. Gators look to me like someone that can win the national championship. Hell, I thought Tennessee was playing pretty well, too. Just couldn't keep up with the Gators. I think... Auburn, even though they kind of faded, I think they could win it all. I think even Alabama, when they're playing well, hell, they just won at Auburn not too long ago. I think any of those four can win the national championship. Anybody else think that an SEC team? Fire away with questions. Ask me some questions here. Even football. I prefer football questions. While we got this damn commercial break here. Shane enjoys some Kentucky bourbon. That's exactly what he's doing. He ain't doing no pickups. He's just drinking. Liquid nailed it. He said his bracket, he picked Tennessee and Florida to win. Liquid's got more sense than most of us. Fuzzy Wuzzy, yeah. Is that person of car renting age? Yes. Yes, they are. But Cousin Shane, a good guy. He's always going to pick people up if he asks. St. Batty's Day plan. I don't have any specifically, Cousin Patrick. I appreciate you asking me. But there is a kind of famous Irish bar right not exactly across the street, but in my neighborhood. I've never been to it. I think I might go check it out. They're expanding. They're outside. They put up a huge tent because I can tell they're anticipating a huge crowd. So I think it's called McNamara's or something like that. I may travel down there. I wish there was some basketball on, though. They should really line up St. Patty's Day better with the NCAA tournament. It's happened in years past, I feel like. Dark horse team to make the playoff run next season in college football. Who's a dark horse team? I'm going to speak for Shane because he's not here to defend himself. But he is like high on the hog here for Auburn, which I think is ridiculous. I don't think Auburn's got much of a shot. Here's their schedule. They open the season now on Friday. They move that up, so that's going to be pretty interesting. But for me, a dark horse, and this is going to sound nuts. The question is dark horse. I'm not predicting this outright today, but my dark horse to make a playoff run would be Oklahoma. I don't know what you're saying. You're saying, well, my God. I mean, look at this schedule. How How many SEC games could they possibly win? Well, if we're picking it today, yeah, I don't think Oklahoma's got any shot in hell. But if John Mateer is what they say he is, if the offensive coordinator is solid, this is an 8-win team. And to get to the playoff, you need to get to probably 10. So they're outside the of where I'd put money on them to make it. But if you just upset a team or two, you're in there. So give me Oklahoma as my dark horse team to make the college football playoff. All right. Hey, they're back. They gave Duke a 1 seed. Get the hell out of here. That's bullshit. Bullshit. I think they're pretty good, but I don't watch that garbage. Hey, shout out Legend. He's more entertaining than this damn CBS selection show. JR, we appreciate you, buddy. He just gifted a membership. Let me see who I got to load up here on the Twitters to figure out who. He has gifted a membership to UGA Chris. Chris, welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend JR. We appreciate you, buddy. JR shows up even when Shay doesn't. I mean, that's how crazy. He's more dedicated to this damn show than Shane. Mississippi State. I just missed it. Apologies. Mississippi State, you are an 8 seed in the East region of the NCAA tournament. You're going to face Baylor, the number 9 seed, on Friday. Ooh. And if you advance, you're going to be playing Duke in the second round. So, ooh, tough draw for State. You're in the dance. That's what we care about. Liberty and Oregon. Wasn't that a bowl game a couple years ago? They're playing in the tournament now. I believe Oregon beat them by 50. Oh, Akron, Arizona. What a game that'll be. Joe Vol, bold take. Mississippi State's going to beat Duke. I'd love to see it. Wouldn't that be hilarious? All these idiots saying SEC's overrated and Mississippi State beat Duke. That'd be fantastic. So far, we're lacking. We only got 4 SEC teams. I want to see about 10 by now. Where the hell are all the SEC teams? Saving the best for last, I suppose. Mm-mm-mm. We're still in the East region, taking our sweet-ass time. Uh-oh. Tennessee swept the Gators in baseball, apparently. UGA by Chris, how many SEC teams get in? I think with North Carolina getting in, that may have squeezed one. So I right now my prediction is 13. But we only got 4 so far. So I don't know. They are putting everybody else in the tournament right now aside from SEC. We're still in the East bracket. Come on. Liquid, the record is 11, is the record. I looked it up. The Big East had 11 in 2011. 11-11. So I think the SEC, even if they fall short of 14, they're still going to break the record, perhaps. But we got to see more teams here. Here we go. Vanderbilt just announced as the 10th seed. You're going to be playing St. Mary's, the 7th seed, on Friday in Cleveland, Ohio. Out of the East bracket. So favorable matchup there, I would think. Vanderbilt, St. Mary's. Give me St. Mary's. Come on. St. Mary's can't have that many players. Looks like they don't even have a... here we go. Alabama, number 2 seed. Man, so that if Vanderbilt wins against St. Mary's and Alabama wins against... They have not yet revealed it yet. We could have Alabama-Vanderbilt in the second round. Bad job by the NCAA... committee. You're supposed to do better than that. Alabama's playing Robert Morris. Never heard of her, but Alabama, Robert Morris on Friday in Cleveland, Ohio. How about that? So we can have Alabama Vanderbilt in round 2. That's how they're going to stop the SEC. They're going to make them play each other in round 2. All right. So what is that? We got, I think we got 6. If my memory's right, we got 6 SEC teams so far, and we still have half the bracket to go. Mm-mm. Jeez Louise says, Robert Morris is a good dude. Used to be his neighbor. Apologies, Robert. Had no idea. Any relation to Chad Morris? If so, they got a prayer against old Alabama. They'll shit the bed, no doubt. If I know anything about old Morris's. So, Zach says, Arkansas will hire Chad Morris back if y'all keep talking about him. Okay, we'll stop now. That's the last mention. UGA Chris says, Robert Morris went to high school with Shane. I think, no, it's not. Shane's middle name is Robert David, I think. Shane Robert David. Can't make that up. I'm pretty sure that's his name. That's his middle name there. He should go by Robert David, don't you think? Shane looks like a Robert David to me. I think they're milking this shit again. I think they're going to go to commercial. They are. Okay. Fire away. Any questions you got? This is highly entertaining. Do the Hogs get in? Hell yeah. They should have already been announced, but they gotta be getting in, I would think. Oh, Shane said he is. Here's an update from Shane. Still waiting at the airport, I assume. He just says still waiting. And he told me the flight was getting in. I mean, he ain't coming. He said 18 minutes ago. And he does not live anywhere close. Old Robert David does not live anywhere close to an airport. So, Chris, does Texas get in? I'm going to say no. I think that North Carolina was, I think that was tough. I think that may have cost us our spot there for Texas. I hope I'm wrong. I want it all be damn SEC. Joshua, I'm driving. He's driving and commenting. Tell me the teams and the seeds real quick. Well, I should be writing this down, I guess, as it happens. But I know Alabama's a 2, Auburn's a 1. We got that established so far. Vanderbilt's a 10. Here we go. Yeah, Auburn 1, A&M 4, Ole Miss is a 6. These are all out of the South. So the South's got 3 SEC teams. Auburn 1, A&M 4, Ole Miss 6. And then the East, it's got Bama 2, Vanderbilt 10, Mississippi State 8. So those are the 6 SEC teams we got with half of the bracket reveal already in here. So anything else, please don't comment and drive. That seems, I don't want anyone out there. You can watch this at any point. You do not have to watch it live. Although we do like that you watch it live. He's still commenting and driving. I do, but that was for you, Joshua. 10 and 2 after that. Cousin Alan says, you don't ever disown family, do you? No, we don't do that. Not on this show. Not on this show. Just wished he would have planned this out a little bit better because he was well aware this was happening. I don't know why this person who shall remain unnamed couldn't drive themselves. They have other people in their family that can drive vehicles. There's, to my knowledge, 3 driving age adults at Robert David's residence. Any of them could have drove this person. But, oh, here he is. Cousin Shay says, that tournament didn't matter anyway. fire away any questions you got for Shane as he's sitting in his car, apparently, watching the show. Georgia Dog, appreciate you. He likes us being on Feinbaum. Robert David's in the chat. I wonder if Shane will get that one. He just now tuning in. Cousin Tony says, Shane's been eating cornbread, thinks he's flying at an airport. And liquid's coming at you, Shane says, of course, Tennessee Homer would say that. That was a hell of a game, I thought, though. Florida's just too damn good. Florida may very well win the whole damn thing. Got some good teams in the SEC, no doubt. All right, CBS is back. Taking their sweet ass time. Let's do this. Yep, Houston got a 1 seed. playing in their tough conference they play in. Big 12, I think it is. Some real juggernauts in that damn league, let me tell you. All right, so Houston's number one in the Midwest. Oh, and they're playing SIU Edwardsville. Who the hell is that? I've literally never heard of that, SIU Edwardsville. Has anyone heard of that? I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what state that's in. Is there a Cracker Barrel at the airport, Shane? UGA Chris wants to know. To Illinois. Okay. Apparently this is South Illinois. Southern, see, some people say South Illinois. Other people are saying Southern Illinois. Oh, here we go. Georgia. Georgia is in as the 9 seed in the Midwest. They're going to play Gonzaga on Thursday. Gonzaga sounds good. Just because they've been good before. They're 25-8. Georgia's 20-12. I like Georgia there. So where are we at now? We got 7 SEC teams in the tournament so far. Man. And we're still in the Midwest here. Only 1 SEC team so far in the Midwest. There's got to be more than that, though. Somebody called High Point just made the tournament. Sponsored by Cornbread Hemp, no doubt. With the High Point. Never heard of that. But they're playing in Providence. Good for them. Here we go. The second half of the Midwest region. Here we go, Texas. Texas made it in. They're going to be in the play-in game, though, kind of like North Carolina. So Texas is in as an 11 seed. That's good news. They'll play, if they win, they're going to play Xavier to open the tournament. And then if they can win that one, if they can beat Xavier, they'll play number 6 Illinois on Friday. So Texas will be playing on Wednesday against Xavier. And here we go, Kentucky, number 3 seed in the Midwest. That's a good draw for Kentucky. Number 3, they're going to be playing in Milwaukee on Friday. So there you go, against Kentucky. It'll be Kentucky versus Troy, the 14 seed. Easy win for Kentucky. We conceivably could get Kentucky, Texas in the second round in Milwaukee. How about that? Yeah, we ought to do this. Cousin Patrick, good idea. Will you make a bracket group of the cousins? Let's do it. We'll do it. Tennessee in Lexington. How about that? Tennessee's a 2 seed in the Midwest region. They're going to be playing in Lexington. That'll go well with all those big blue nations. So, Kentucky and Tennessee in the same bracket. How about that? Tennessee the 2, Kentucky the 3. Tennessee is going to be playing a Wofford, number 15 seed, Thursday in Lexington. How about that? Shout out Liquid. He says there's a Discord already bracket channel, so we'll get that hooked up. Okay, so again, in the Midwest, we got number 9 Georgia, we got number 2 Tennessee, we got number 3 Kentucky, and number 11 Texas. We got 4 teams out of the Midwest region. So I believe we're up to 10 SEC teams that are in the tournament, and the record's 11. We got a whole another bracket remaining to reveal. So if the SEC has just 2 more, they'll break the record. I like that. Ooh, buddy, man, we got to have some games on our hands. You know what? Maybe Shane will show up for one. Maybe he'll be at the airport. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe CBS will pick his shit up. I doubt it, but maybe. Brian says Texas should not have made. I don't know. They got kind of hot down the stretch here, didn't they? They won a bunch of games, won a couple in the SEC tournament. I like when they reward teams that win at the end there, because that's what you should do. If you're on the bubble and you get hot, put them in there. Yeah, we still got Mizzou's a lock, right? So Mizzou's at least going to tie it. Florida, they haven't done Florida. SEC champ Florida. Yeah, come on. We got this. We got this, SEC. All right, they're taking another commercial break. Fire away. Any questions, comments, concerns? Cousin Shane, punishments. Whatever you got, send them my way. Appreciate you, Cousin Mike. Who is the most overrated and underrated teams heading into football? I like that one. We were talking about it over the break or during the tournament. That's Shane and I sitting there watching basketball, talking football. Who's the most overrated? I think the most overrated I think it might be Ole Miss. That's kind of where I'm leaning right now for overrated. Of course, there's not much like rankings or anything to go off of, but I think people are overranking Ole Miss because of the schedule and things of that nature. And as for underrated, I got one, but I don't know if this is fair. I'm going to say Alabama. I think people are sleeping on the Crimson Tide. So give me Alabama. I've not seen them anywhere in like a preseason top five or anything of that nature. I think it's Alabama right now. It's underrated. Let me know what you think about that. Let me know. Tim says you will eat their words. Maybe. Yeah. I've eaten my words many a time. If I'm telling you you're underrated, it probably means you're out. Or if I'm telling you you're overrated, it probably means you're underrated and vice versa. Did Cousin Shane ask to stop at every CB pastor? He did. Cousin Michael, do you see Nick Harbor as a top five receiver in the conference next season? No, I do not. He's speed. Maybe the fastest player in the SEC. Complete freak, but complete receiver? I don't think so. Chris says A&M's underrated. Maybe. I'm not rating them anymore. Freese says South Carolina's underrated. I think I would lean overrated on that one. Tanner says Pittman. Will Pittman finish the season? I'm going to lean no on that one. I want him to. But I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, not what I want to happen. All right. CBS is back, dragging their feet. These two guys I got on the right look identical to each other. It's pretty wild. Florida, here we go. One seed, right? Got to be. Yes, Florida, number one. Out of the West region. So the SEC has officially tied for the most NCAA tournament selections all time with 11. And we got a whole bracket left to go. Florida's going to be playing North Folk State. Never even heard of that state. On Friday in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a short little drive. You're playing the West in North Carolina. I don't get that. But good for the Gators. You don't want your fans having to travel cross country. Oh, Oklahoma. Oklahoma just got in. Number nine seed. They're going to be playing UConn, the eight seed, on Friday. Again, they screwed us again. If Oklahoma wins and Florida wins, which Florida is a lock, it's going to be Florida versus Oklahoma in the second damn round? How stupid. I thought they were supposed to. I mean, I guess when you got 20 SEC teams in there, it's kind of hard to avoid. But bad job there. Bad job by the committee, I think. We got two possible SEC showdowns in round two. That's Bush League. But happy that Oklahoma is in there at least. So the SEC has officially broken a record for most NCAA tournament teams with 12. Maryland just got in, I guess. Hey, how about this? I don't know if this is true, but Free says Mike Vick is the Norfolk football coach. So that must be out of Virginia, I would assume. Okay, final teams in here. Mizzou, the sixth seed out of Wichita. How about that? That's a nice little short drive for Missouri fans. They're going to be playing on Thursday as the sixth seed against number 11. They're about to reveal. Come on. Drake, the rapper. Missouri versus Drake, Thursday. How about that? Okay. There we go. So SEC has shattered the record. We got 13 in there, I think. No Arkansas yet, huh? Well, we still got a couple selections here. Arkansas is probably going to be a 7 seed here. We still got a 7 to reveal. Man, imagine if we had Arkansas, Missouri. That could be for the Final Four. Buddy. Yeah, I think so. Kansas made it in. What in the hell? There we go. Arkansas, Kansas, round one. How about that? Kansas, 7 seed. Arkansas, 10 seed in Providence, Rhode Island. So there you go. The SEC's just obliterating this field here. Liquid's asking about Florida. Let's see, Florida, I think that's Friday. Yeah, Florida's playing Friday, Liquid, against Michael Vick's team, apparently, in Raleigh. St. John's, number 2 seed, okay. We could have John Calipari against Rick Pitino in round 2. How about that? Yeah, so what is that, 14... Everybody in the damn SEC made it except LSU in South Carolina. Buddy, if you're sick of the SEC now, just wait till they dominate this damn NCAA tournament. It's going to be a thing of beauty. Well, thankfully they didn't drag that out near as long as I thought they would, like the playoff show or anything like that, but let's look at a bracket here. I'm trying to find the first person that's put out a bracket. So the SEC sets the all-time record despite being 500 since early January. Okay, well, hey, I guess that's going to be the show. Anything else? I feel like I'm robbing you guys. We didn't go very long here. Waiting for Cousin Shane to show up, but so here's the breakdown. SEC got 14, Big Ten got 8, Big 12 got 7, Big East got 5, ACC got 4. the last 4 in. Texas was right there, but North Carolina was apparently the first, the last team essentially to get in. First 4 out, West Virginia, Indiana, Ohio State, and Boise State. So this is going to be fun. And we've never quite done this before. You know, this is our first time kind of diving into basketball. But I think what we're going to try to do during the NCAA tournament, especially these first 4 days specifically, with all the madness going on, anytime there's a SEC game that comes to a conclusion, you know, not maybe not if it's like Auburn beating the hell out of Pellissippi or whoever the hell they're playing. But if it's a competitive game, goes down to the wire, we're going to go live, I think, all 4 days, breaking down recaps, reactions, things of that nature. So we got a lot of stuff. Zach says, Danny Cannell, Suicide Watch. Danny's he's not going to be able to sleep tonight, I don't think. I really don't. I'm trying to find an updated bracket here, though, so I can show it on the screen. Who would have that? NCAA March Madness, maybe. Here we go. We got it. This is kind of hard to... I wonder if we can get a better one here, but... This is the stuff that pisses Shane off right here. He won't be able to see it. That is readers on. Hell, I can barely see it. But there's you a bracket. I'm looking for a better one here. But, man, lots of matchups here. So many SEC teams in this field. It's going to be glorious. And with this many SEC teams in the field, again, the record, 14. Everybody in the conference made it, aside from LSU and South Carolina. We got an outstanding shot of having multiple, if not the whole damn field, being Final Four of nothing but SEC. How great would that be? Oh, man, this is going to be great. This is going to be fun. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that before we log off here? I'm happy to answer anything you got within reason. But no Shane, so trying to buy time for him to get here. But I don't think that's going to be happening. I mean, I would have to be buying time for a couple hours for that to actually happen, which would be fun. But Mizzou going to see Florida again. I believe they split, right? Regular season, Mizzou won. The tournament, Florida clearly won. So, could be a hell of a matchup. I like Florida, though. Of course, it's all about the seedings, you know, and the matchups and all that stuff. But, Bo says, will y'all be covering SEC baseball? Probably not. Probably not going to go that far, to be honest with you. But, hell, maybe. Maybe one day. I'd like to have a dedicated basketball guy, a dedicated baseball guy. You know, we'll get there one day. We don't have the resources to do that currently, but we will one day. We're working towards all that. You guys deserve the coverage, and we want to give it to you as soon as we can. But let's go back to this bracket real quick here, because I like Florida. Where are we at? Florida's number one in the West. Barely seeing this damn thing. It's too small. But, I mean, who in the hell's going to beat them? I'm not seeing many. We could have Auburn. We could have Florida. Damn, Tennessee, a 2-seed. This is gonna be a fun ass tournament. I can tell you that. Especially when the SEC dominates it. That's about all I can say on that one. So, I hope you guys, boys and girls, all the cousins out there, I hope you're ready to see this SEC basketball dominance with 14 teams in the field. It's gonna be fantastic. We're going to be back tomorrow with Stephen Lassen. Shane will still be at the airport. I mean, the man, I think he did one podcast last week. He'll probably only do one this week. Who knows who he's going to pick up, or what he's going to be eating, or how much hot chicken is still bothering his tum-tum, even though it's been a week. Hopefully, he'll be back on Tuesday. But don't hold your breath. Until then, we appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one tomorrow. I'll be here at least. Will Shane? I don't think so.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.